And now commentator Betty Baye shares an early Thanksgiving wish.
The premise of best-selling author Mitch Albom's new book, For One More Day, is straightforward. What would I do, what would you do, if able to spend one more day with a deceased loved one? Though my faith precludes me believing that she's gone forever, I'd love to spend one more day with my mom. Not just any day, but Thanksgiving Eve. For years, it was just mom and me in the kitchen, preparing our family's Thanksgiving feast. My dad, as usual, on holidays and weekends, would be out getting smashed. And so they wouldn't be underfoot, Mom would put my sisters down early for the night before finally spreading the fixings for her Thanksgiving dinner across the kitchen table. It's fair to say that my mother wasn't a fancy cook. So Thanksgiving dinners at our house were soul food basics: turkey, gravy, stuffing, fresh green beans, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, buttered rolls, cranberry sauce, and if my dad begged pretty please, Mom might also cook up a big pot of chitterlings. When times were real hard, our Thanksgiving birds were donated by our church or the local mafioso, who spread holiday cheer among their constituents, so to speak, namely people like my parents, who before legal lotteries played the underground numbers game controlled by the mafia in East Harlem. Thanksgiving Eve was private time for Mom and me. I'd sit opposite, sucking up Mom's wisdom while snapping green beans, ripping the edges off slices of white bread to stuff the bird, or peeling potatoes or eggs, and we'd talk late, late into the night. It was during those talks, especially, that I really understood that my mom wasn't just my father's wife, wasn't just my mother, that my mom wasn't just Debbie's mother and George Ann's mother, that she was a sure enough woman. She was witty and wise and not oblivious, I am sure, to nasty rumors of Dad's unfaithfulness. Even so, she took care never to try to poison my mind so that I might stop loving my dad. I can hear my mother saying, "There's nothing too bad to tell Mama," and I believed her. Since Mom died 10 years ago, not a Thanksgiving Eve approaches that I don't get a little weepy, remembering the two of us in that tiny hot kitchen, talking our heads off. Bless her heart, Mom played the hand that life dealt her. Despite rough patches, my mother made it clear that the Winstons had a lot to be thankful for, but especially that through it all, the poverty, the rumors, and Daddy's drinking, for example, that we had each other. My parents are gone now, and living in three different states, my sisters and I don't get to spend very many Thanksgivings together anymore. But the seeds of our togetherness were planted years ago in that kitchen in the projects. "Mama won't be here always, so look after your sisters," Mama said. I do, and if I had one more day with my mom, I'd tell her, and I know that she'd be proud, that distance notwithstanding, my sisters look after me, too.
Betty Baye is a columnist for the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky.